we have done everything that we believe will enable us to win this election during the first round. Our flag bearer, myself, and the running mate, we have been all over the country campaigning from district to district. And what is also helping our campaign is the hardship that has been created on the people of Sierra Leone by the bad governance, bad performance, bad economic management of this current APC government. I mean, the cost of our stable food, right? When they came into government 5 years ago, was 60,000 leones a bag. Now, that same bag of rice is going for like 200,000 leones. Things have deteriorated. People are going out of schools because they cannot afford to pay school fees. I mean, there's hardship everywhere.
Mr. Benjamin, it's one thing to criticize when you are not in power. See, your party has criticized the ruling party, for example, on the issue of unemployment. How would things be different? Let's say the Sierra Leone People's Party wins Saturday's election.
Well, let me tell you something. In our party, the Sierra Leone People's Party, first, we have qualified people that will manage our economy. And one thing we will do is to make sure that when investors come into our country, we would encourage them to provide the resources that we need to sort of manage their businesses well. But at the same time, we also will have a management stake in their businesses so that we have holdings in the very company that they create, so that it creates job opportunities for us and we become like shareholders in that company, so that when they benefit, the benefit is not just for themselves, it is also for our country.
Your standard bearer, Mada Biu, is a former military head of state, and there are those who say to elect him would be kind of a throwback for Sierra Leone to the days of military dictatorship.
If you look at America, during the time they were going through their difficulties, if you did not have the military, some of the things that you call political service, you may not have an advantage when you go into it. So I believe by serving the army at that time, fighting for the country and also serving in the military government, that helped create democracy, that helped bring peace to our country. I believe that that in itself has given the opportunity for him to come again and serve as a civilian. Because there's no crime in you becoming a civilian and then coming to serve your country in a civilian capacity.
Do you think Saturday's election is going to be free and fair?
We are doing everything to make sure it is free and fair. We have our apprehension because we have seen the police mainly going out to serve the interests of the governing party. And these are fears we have expressed to the international community. But we are sort of encouraged by the presence of international observers who have come in their numbers. And we believe their presence might also give confidence to our people and make it difficult for anybody to introduce violence into the system.